KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky, 63 degrees. We do look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. The Atlantic Rotary Club and administrators of the Atlantic Community School District Wednesday afternoon paid tribute to retiring teachers and staff of the district. The event culminated with the award for Rotary Teacher of the Year. That award went to a woman who was recognized at the beginning of the event, Jenny Jordan, Schuler Elementary School special education teacher who is retiring after more than 34 years with the district. Schuler Principal James Northwick spoke about Jordan's long career in education, which includes the Atlantic Community School District, of course.
She started many years ago as a Catholic school teacher in a Catholic school for 6 months. She moved around a little bit, worked in Audubon. They moved to Wisconsin, where she taught for a couple years in Wisconsin. And then when they moved back here, she started at Atlantic by starting to sub and then got her first job as a special ed teacher here 34 years ago. So she's put 34 years into the school district in Atlantic.
And he said he and others will greatly miss Jenny's people skills, which includes being a mentor to those around her.
She's one of those people that you listen to, and when she talks, you listen because she's got something good to say. A lot of teachers from different buildings in our building have had that chance to work with her, and she's been a solid person to talk to and get information and has great skills and knowledge and passes those on to people and is willing to help anybody at any time.
When it came time to announce who the Rotary Teacher of the Year Award winner was, the Rotary's Ted Robinson said the decision was the most difficult they've made in the past 4 years the award has been available.
We have never had a harder year picking an award winner than we had this year. Normally, I'm calling Anita and Graven at awards at the last minute because I'm unorganized. This year, Kim got the call Monday afternoon because it took us that long to make a decision. But at the end of the day, what I told my committee, or our committee, I told this group that we couldn't go wrong. That each of these individuals could easily have been chosen to be this year's Atlantic Rotary Club's Outstanding Teacher Award recipient.
Toward the end of Wednesday's program, last year's Teacher of the Year Award winner, Lisa Muncy, read from some of the nomination forms submitted before announcing the winner's name. One of the respondents said, "This teacher is an excellent role model for our six pillars of education: trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and citizenship."
Education is truly a profession of passion and caring, and this teacher has one of the biggest hearts in education. This teacher is committed to students with special needs. This teacher is skillful and creative in the classroom and shares knowledge and expertise with others. This teacher's opinions on topics such as professional development and classroom management are held in high regard. This teacher has always had a special knack with some of our tougher students. This teacher takes the time to get to know students as individuals and can figure out how they learn the best.
Jenny Jordan's family was in attendance for the surprise award, including her son James, who graduated from AHS in 2003 and now makes machines for genetic sequencing, and her two daughters, who are also Atlantic graduates, who went on to become teachers in Carroll and Iowa City, respectively, along with her husband Jim, who will retire from the Iowa DOT today.
Teaching is in my blood. Teaching is in the family. I can't thank you enough for this reward, and there's so many of you out there that deserve this. It's been a wonderful career that I've had. The joy and satisfaction that I've gotten from getting to know all of you. You know, some of you are my former students. Some of you, I have had your kids, my paras that are out there. I couldn't have this reward without you and all my teams that I've had and my wonderful principal that I'm ending my career with. So I thank you very much for this recognition, and I wish you all well in this same wonderful career that I had.
Other awards were presented to retirees Ginger Bechtold, Dan Amos, and Barb Lynn. Ginger Bechtold has served the district for over 3 decades. High school principal Heather McKay teared up when speaking about Bechtold being a great supporter, a great resource, and a great friend.
And this is a practice that she's maintained for over 3 decades. If ever a helping hand is needed, Ginger was there. She is a master at being behind the scenes. She wants to help, but she doesn't want any recognition, so I'm sure this moment is very difficult for her. But she so deserves it. It's a lot of years in the making, and I will never have enough words to express my gratitude to you.
Many other teachers and staff receive certificates for 10, 15, 20, and 35 years of service to the district. Superintendent Steve Barber also recognized those persons who will be leaving at the end of the current school year in pursuit of other opportunities, including activities director and assistant high school principal Matt Alexander, who will become the superintendent of the OABCIG school district. The Atlanta Community School District's Board of Education met Wednesday afternoon at the Middle School Media Center, and during their brief meeting, the board approved the resignation of Jade Walter, industrial tech teacher. They also approved contracts for Danielle Meek and Aaron Ebling, middle school ELA teachers, Jeff Ebling, middle school social studies teacher and boys high school basketball coach, Michelle Blake, interim head volleyball coach, Faith McCunn, seventh grade volleyball coach, and Derek Handel, the volunteer softball coach. Iowa's lowest performing schools must do more than show improvement to get off a list of targeted schools under a plan approved by the U.S. Department of Education. U.S. Ed Secretary Betsy DeVos informed Iowa Wednesday that its school accountability plan was accepted after revisions made by the Iowa Department of Education. The plan replaces Iowa's old system that required 100% student proficiency. Iowa now seeks to have 80% of high schools proficient in reading and 84% in math. Iowa wanted to allow schools in the bottom 5% of proficiency that show consistent improvement to stop being subjected to special policies intended to improve performance. Federal officials say those schools must no longer be in the bottom 5% to remove the designation. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy and Iowa Department of Natural Resources Acting Director Bruce Troutman on Wednesday announced that 10 Iowa lakes will receive funding through the publicly owned Lakes Program. The program supports cost share for landowners to install conservation practices in the watershed above publicly owned lakes and reservoirs. Among the lakes being targeted, Lake Binder, Adams County Soil and Water Conservation District, Lake Icaria, also at the Adams SWCD, Three Mile Lake, Union and Adair County SWCDs, and 12 Mile Lake in Union and Adair counties for their soil and water conservation districts. Secretary Nagy said this program is another great example of the partnership between the Department of Ag, Iowa DNR, USDA, NRCS, and local farmers and landowners to protect our state's natural resources. This year, $323,500 in fundings will be awarded to districts to allow for targeted conservation work, including 465 acres of cover crops, 25,825 feet of terraces, 6 grade control structures, and 6 water and sediment control basins to be implemented above those public lakes. An annual survey conducted by Iowa State University Extension shows rental rates for Iowa farmland have increased for the first time in 5 years. Iowa Extension agronomist Ann Johans says cash rents seem to be following land values instead of expected farm profitability.
I think it will surprise people, right, that it's gone up. I mean, with these lower grain prices, but just because the survey went up doesn't mean every rental agreement in the state went up.
A little more than half the farmland in Iowa is rented. This year, the average statewide rental rate is $222 per acre, an increase of just 1.4% over last year.
The last 6 months to a year, like land value surveys we've seen, land value prices have stabilized in other surveys. And so we kind of expected rent to be stable to slightly lower, and it did come out statewide to be just a few dollars higher. But yes, it was the first increase since 2013.
The survey shows the highest average cash rent in Grundy County at $290 per acre. The lowest rental rate is in Clark County at $126.
You know, Grundy County has higher quality soils, higher yields, and a larger percentage of rented acres, whereas Clark County, yeah, we don't have as much rented acres in that south central area.
And average rental rates increased in all regions of Iowa except the south central and southeast regions. Statewide, Iowa farmland rental rates peaked in 2013 at $270 per acre. Since then, they've dropped by just under 18%. The survey notes over the same time period, corn and soybean prices received by Iowa farmers declined by 52 and 37% respectively. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.